Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding a Menachas Daf in Malif. The Gemara Nehudah brings the story of the Maloch, or the Maloch, who met Rav Ktino, that he was not wearing tzitzis. So he rebuked him. He told him, what about Tchelis? So asked Rav Ktino, why are you so worried? Why are you looking into this? Don't we know there's a mitzvah saseh? And don't you punish a mitzvah saseh? So says the Maloch to Rav Ktino, we do punish an essay when there is an anger, when we're time of midas adin, time of galus, we do punish a mitzvah essay. So Toizda says that's only mitzvah essay, like tzitzis, that you don't have to wear a beggar of arba conference. If you're wearing a beggar of arba conference, then you have to put in tzitzis. There's no obligation to put it on. But when you have a mitzvah essay, which you're obligated to do, like shofar, like lulav, so he says even bezin shalmata, they punish him until he does the mitzvah. They're going to hit him until he does the mitzvah. So Toys is telling us that all that we're talking about, that is there a punishment or not punishment, and we say there's a punishment in time of anger, is only mitzvah to say that there's no chiyuv. But mitzvah to say there is a chiyuv, even basis shall not to punish. As the Kilchem Don Parsha Vayir points out, he says this is not agreed in all Rishonim, and some Rishonim hold that every mitzvah to say has the same din. That if it's not a time of ritcha, not a time of anger, so then you don't get punished for it. It brings the ritva that says that Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that says if someone doesn't blow shofar, so it's not going to get punished for it, because you don't punish ela only a time of ritcha. Says the Klichem, though, but if you talk about shofar is a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to blow shofar. See, the ritva disagrees with Tosis. Explains the Klichem, though, so how will the ritva explain to the fact that Bezin Makimat Shetetz in Afshari? So he says, no, it's the opposite. If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so Bezdin are going to punish him achatetz in afshrei. That's only Bezdin Shemato. Bezdin Shemalo never punish a mitzvah saseh, except in the time of ritcha. Now this sheet of the Rishonim, that any mitzvah saseh, you don't get punished unless it's time of ritcha, fits with what the Achronim say over here. As the Maharal brings in Chiddush HaGodes, so this the sheet of the Maharal throughout his Sfarim, he speaks about it a lot. So what's the difference between mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lois saseh? Mitzvah saseh, when a person is holding in one place and he does a mitzvah saseh, he progresses. He's elevating himself. He's getting close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he doesn't do the mitzvah saseh, he loses the opportunity to take a step closer. But he's not going backwards. He's not digressing. That's the difference between a lois saseh. Lois saseh is, if a person does not keep the lois saseh, meaning he doesn't have aveiro, so he's going backwards. He's falling down. If he keeps the mitzvah lois saseh, he doesn't progress. He stays where he is. So as mitzvah saseh is to be koine amayla. That's where a person did not do it. He just lost the mayla. And there's no other punishment. He just didn't take the next step forward. But as the Maharal points out, in the time of ritcho, time of anger, when there's midas adin in the world, so then there's a claim when a person did not koine the mayla. And the understanding is, as I saw in other svarim, because now's the time where punishments are in the world. In order to be saved, there's someone needs to take to do the extra step to be saved. The Shoyle Meshiv, in his Sefer Divrei Shol, brings another explanation. So when a person doesn't do a mitzvah saseh, he didn't do anything. He just refrained from doing. So what was wrong is machshava. He knew in his mind that he could do the mitzvah, he didn't do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is da mitzvah machshava lemaisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish on machshava only. He says that's the pshat in the piyut, le'yodeh machshavas b'yom din, le'krivesh kasar b'din. He knows the machshavas of the mitzvah saseh, but he doesn't punish for it. He's krivesh the kas. So according to the explanation of the Maharal in the Divrei Shol, it's a din in all mitzvahs say. All mitzvahs say are mitzvahs that should not be punished unless there's a time of ritcha. Nahayin b'sefer bina le'itim, which is written by the one who wrote the Gedulei Truma, and there Jewish Udbeis, he says that of course the person gets punished for not doing mitzvahs say. So then he brings our Gemara and he asks, what's shot in our Gemara? So in the beginning he answers like Tosis. It's interesting, he doesn't quote Tosis, but he says exactly the idea of Tosis, the difference between an assay that a person is obligated to do, and an assay like tzitzit he's not obligated to do. But then he says another pshat. He says, if you're medayek, what the Lashon, the Rav Ktino, what did he tell the Malach? Anishtu ha'assay, you're punishing an assay. So he goes on by Arichus to explain that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person, it's not such a severe punishment. It's a punishment which has in it rachamim. It's not so bad. But when the Malach punishes, then it's a different level. This is really clearly in the Psukim, in the Torah, when Am Yisrael choyter chet hegel, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a malach. It says that kilo yisa lepishechem. He won't care. He won't accept any deviation from the what you're supposed to do. So says the Bina Leitim, Tina says like this, I know that there is punishment in Ese, but it's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not such a severe punishment. What pshat that you, the malach, are punishing an Ese? Why it's such a severe punishment that's done by a malach, not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? And there the malach answers, yes, in the time of Ritcha, in the time of anger, so then the malachim were the ones who are punishing, even in mitzvah Ese. So it comes out that we have maybe three ways to understand the punishment in Ese. Either it depends if it's a chiyuv or not, like Tosfos over here, or like the Kli Chemda points out in the Ritva, and the way the Maharal and Divrei Shaul learn, the mitzvah Ese never has a punishment with the Shemaim unless the time of Ritva. Or the Bina Leitim, which is the Maskana, is there's always a punishment in Ese, just doesn't come through the Malach unless the time of Ritva. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.